Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Everybody, welcome back to Three Black Men. We're back for season two.
Season two. Bigger and blacker. And
blacker.
Three-er.
No. But my name is Robert.
I'm Sam.
Trey.
I'm Sam.
I'm still Sam. Trey.
Oh. We're three black men.
Still.
So we're back, y'all. It's season two. How y'all feel?
Feeling good, man.
Feeling good. Feeling
I'm
great.
Excited for season feeling two. Great.
Feeling good. How are you?
Exactly. I was thinking that too, Trey. we've been gone for an extended time from these airwaves. And We're back.
I missed being on these airwaves. I missed tickling your eardrums. I did.
Exactly.
I miss this Zoom, you know, what we do, our weekly thing or whatever. Like this.
Exactly. Kicking it
on a specific topic. I miss that.
So. Yeah, okay. I'm about to say we still been talking all the time.
No, we still been talking, but just like in this environment, I miss this. Yeah.
Exactly. For this entrance into season two, first we want to say thank you for the Patreon members. And even we've picked up quite a few in the off season, so to speak. So thank you. We could not do this without you.
Y'all are real MVPs.
Yeah, seriously,
the real MVPs. And just to make it personal, you guys have allowed us to move around and to complete some projects, especially a special project that will be announced shortly. ever so shortly. Our Patreon community has really held us down, allowed us to pay for our life, really, and for things that matter to us. So thank you, Patreon. We love y'all.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. And I mean that in a major way. Like, to make it even more concrete, my wife is a teacher, and this past year was actually her first job. Or her first year with this school system. She signed on in the middle of the year. And because of that, she's not even getting paid over these next few months because of the way where she signed up and the way it happened. So all of those contributions and everything have actually literally helped my family sustain ourselves in this season. So I appreciate all of y'all in a major way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, you know, I'm basically a stay-home dad, you know, personally for me. And so this is what I do. And so this helps keeps our lights on, you know what I'm saying? And that is just amazing. And not only that, but even more personal, man, just the validation behind that y'all are willing to pour into us and our giftings, y'all believe in us, to have someone to support you in that way, man, it's just, that's hard to describe, but I'm grateful, extremely grateful for y'all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And last thing on that, I think if you desire to see more diverse content out there in the world, whether it's through podcasts, whether that's through writing, whether that's through a variety of mediums, I think it's important to support all of us who are out here creating in the theological spaces.
Black voices.
Especially Black voices. Okay, say it, brother. speak on it. And I think often people say that there aren't more Black people at the table, and the theological table especially. And they complain that we're not there. You have to help us be there. And as we're creating content that is diverse, I am thankful for people who help our voices be amplified. So thank you. So season two. What are y'all excited about? What are you looking forward to? What do you see in your mind's eye when you think about the table that is season two?
I think real quick, I just think for me, if I can speak for Sam. Nah, I have no idea what that was. But seriously, if I could speak for me, one of the things that I'm excited for is the cultural references that Rob is going to bring up. Because Rob always brings something. I expect it for Trey. Like, I expect you to bring your cultural references. But Rob always brings something that throw me for a loop. And I love it. So that's always a kicker. But just, man, I don't know. I'm just excited to grow more, to learn more. And for whatever else we got cooked up on the table, I know we got our first episode coming out, so I'm super excited for that soon.
Yes. For me personally, I'm excited because season one was dope, and we started developing kind of an environment or an atmosphere that people came to get used to, and a rhythm of sorts. And for me, season two is really just about us letting our hair down. Not that it wasn't let down before, but I'm excited to continue building on what we have, and also trying out some new things, man. Like we talked about a new segment. We're gonna talk about what's on the front burner, some things that we are excited about personally as individuals, and bringing that and sharing that with y'all. And I'm excited about the new little curveballs and wrinkles that we have up our sleeve season two. I'm excited about the project that we will be announcing in season two. And yeah, I'm excited about being a bigger, Blacker three. No, I'm done. I'm not gonna do it again.
You are a mess. For me, I'm excited, you know, as I think about the success of season one. And what I mean by that is season one was a success in a lot of different ways. We did not have metrics at the beginning of season one to measure what it was we were looking for, because it started organically, right? It very much started in the overflow of friendship, our podcast, as we were riffing in the overflow of Christian brotherhood, fellowship, and theological understanding, and just being Black together, right? So where that intersected and being silly together. In our Blackness. And then here we were on a podcast, and then a lot of people started tuning into that. And then it was like, and then we started to put, you know, we started to build this house out of what we were experiencing together. How do we want this to look? What type of space do we want? What do we not want? You know, and there was, from there, it's like, ooh, I don't like that. Ooh. And so it became a success out of agency. And what do we want this to feel like when we sit down? What do we want to experience? And I think that was a success. Yes, a lot of people tuned in, but that wasn't the success marker for me. Having agency was a success. Yeah. Then secondarily, were a lot of people blessed? Yes. People experience freedom. I think someone saying to us, this was the closest thing I felt to church in a long time, that blessed me. And then now looking towards the future, I too am excited to say what else can we create? And so through the lens of imagination, I am excited about I'm excited about all the possibilities of conversations that we have.
Yeah.
Coming to the table together. I'm excited about that, because as busy as my life is, having conversations together and then the ripples of that conversation excite me. You know, like to me, that is more exciting than my day job, right? Like we have conversations and then the ripple effect of those conversations, that to me is magical. Like the ripple still of the conversation with Sharifa, it's still rippling. And I think we still don't have language for that. And that's not what we set out when we say, hey, y'all want to do a podcast together. People still tagging us about the Sharifa conversation. Yo, that we did not know that when we said, hey, we should definitely talk to Sharifa. We want her to be the first person we sit down with. And someone that was like last week said, hey, I just tuned into that conversation with Sharifa. It blessed me. Yo, that conversation was many moons ago.
Yeah.
And so that ripple effect is what I'm excited about. And I can't wait to do that, because it's often the conversations that we have no idea what life it will take on, or something someone will say, like something Sam will say.
Yeah.
And it might hit me in that moment, but then listening later back,
yeah,
that thing will bless me. So I'm a student of our podcast, but not in a vainglorious way, but in a, I'm a student of our, like I am in a posture to receive. So I'm excited about that. Anything else?
Y'all, I think you hit on it. I think it's, it's almost reinvigorating. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to get back in the saddle with y'all, man. So stay tuned, man, y'all.
Let's get it.
Hey, amen and amen. Whew. All right.
Yeah.
Because we now have a Patreon, which Patreon. I want to encourage each and every one of y'all to visit at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Think through it, pray through it, ask God if he would have you partake in his work that we're doing, because on top of some bonus content here, we have some blog pieces going up. There's going to be some devotional content coming out, and I want to encourage you guys to visit that Patreon, patreon.com/threeblackmen.
Go watch my kids ruin my videos.
Go ahead, watch them. Them babies ain't ruin nothing, man. Matter of fact, there's more people going to sign up to see them babies. How about that, bro?